Start him quarter again. Daf lamid beis lamid beis. Hadas hagozel v'hayavish. Hadas that stole milyavish postel shel ashera a hadas from an ashera tree v'shel ir nidachas postel. It's no good. Hadas gozel. Look around. Vayta v'shel ir nidachas is postel. Nikdam roishay. Let's say the top of the hadas has been nikdam, cut, sliced. Nikdam roishay. Vayta nikdam roishay. Where do you see a picture? Where is the picture of Nikta Marisha? 402
on page
402. I don't know how to count. Nikta, I got it. Okay, good. Gvalik.
Where do you see Nikta
Marisha? I see it. Nikta? The very, very top. Look at the very, very top. You don't see it?
In other words, what's protruding from the top is the stick, not the leaf.
Correct. The stick is the stick. Correct.
So there were leaves there and that's gone.
Correct. Let me go send this to the Rebbe. I want the Rebbe gets also to see the pictures also. Not just the Talmidim get to see, but the Rebbe gets to see. The Grois Rebbe.
And Hadas HaGozel V'Yavish Pasul, it's the same like Lulav.
It's the same like Lulav, right. Exactly. Okay, let's move a little bit over here, please. Hadas HaGozel V'Yavish Pasul V'Shalashir V'Shalashir Pasul. Why? There's no Shi'ur. Since it's going to be burnt, since it's meant to be destroyed, burnt, so kisusei michtash shiurei. Vayta, that's the barvus to sugya. There needs a shear. A hadas needs a shear. There's no shear because it's meant to be burnt. Next, nifritsu olav. What's nifritsu olav? That's the next picture. The next picture, no, nifritsu, it was the leaves all fell off. Pictures 404. 404. It's not exactly James Bond, but 404.
Oh, okay. There's another picture of
Nikta
and Roisha, according to the Ran.
Okay, which Ran?
403.
That's Nikta and Roisha. That's all
also,
the leaves.
Also, Nikta and Roisha, it's the same words. Nikta
right, Roisha. So that picture is showing you where everything is cut. Not just,
right,
including the leaves itself. Right. The Rebbe, I sent the Rebbe a picture. The Rebbe got the picture? Good Vaita. Now we go to Nifritsu Olav Oishayu Anava Mrubos Mo. Let's say the name of Nifritsu. That's picture 404. Oi Shahayu. Okay. Oi Shahayu on Anava Mrubos Mo. Let's say there are more berries. There are more berries than there are leaves. Pasul. The Im Miaton. Let's say you take the berries off. Kosher. The Im Mimatin Biyamtif. Okay. So we have the Gval of the picture over here. We have a picture where each one of those of the Hadassim has a lot of leaves.
What's 406?
That's next page. Page 405. 405, you see the berries. Right? You see the berries. And then the next picture.
It says 406 is also this daf.
The next picture, it says 405 is where there are more berries on the than there are leaves. And 406.
Enough.
Shanah of Chayfnes Eitz. That's next. We didn't get that yet. Entire stick. Yeah, that's the ideal thing to do. It should cover up the entire stick. Let's go right. Now this year they sold for $75. This past year they sold hadasim with the hadasim. Each we see on the picture 406. Where you see one leaf. Every one leaf was three, which meant that every row had nine. They were selling a set for $75.
I don't understand. In the Mishnah says it's puzzle.
No, the leaf, if there are berries, the Mishnah says anovav. If
there are anovav is berries.
Berries, that's picture 405. Picture 405 is where the berries, there are more berries than there are leaves. That's puzzle. But and what is the ideal? The ideal is 406, where you have 333, each row there's mishaloshes. Like you know, they sell now in those sealed
right.
Containers. It's mishulish lefi the chazanish, aleph lefi lefi chayim noya. There's an aleph beis, a beis aleph gimel. There are all these different numbers. I don't know what we're talking about. All I know is this one cost $30. This one cost $25. This one cost this. If you wait until Erev Yom Tov, you can get the same thing for $3,
so
for $2.
Atzah means the leaf go and
the berries,
the stick.
Right, right in the mission. So therefore, Pasul Nikta Amroisha, Nivritsu Olav, Oishahu, Anova, the berries. if the berries in the Rubai smell of pasul, the miyaton kosher, the ain matim yamtav. Turn up on him. Anaf eitz avos. What does it mean, the pasul? Anaf means a branch. Eitz avos. Avos means triple. A triplicate. Okay? Avos means triple. An anaf, a branch of an eitz avos. Shanafav, its leaves. Choifin es eitzoi. It covers the entire stem of the wood. The ezeh, who? What is this? In other words, the Torah does not tell you specifically hadasim. The Torah did not tell you exactly what you need for the Dalamin. It just told you to do anaf eitz avos. And you are expected to figure this out. It means hadasim. Maybe it's an aleph, like you see in the picture on the bottom. The bottom where you see an aleph, and on the aleph there are some leaves that come out. In that situation, it also covers the entire thing. It has to be ovos. What does it mean? Ovos of Rashi. Rashi teaches the word. Look for the Rashi before. If ema zesa kulon olin aruchim uritzufim umitoych shehein mirubim mechas neso eitz. And for the Gemara in Basa, ovos maaseh sharsheres, interlinking. You hear the word? The hadas of a maila. It's not just that they cover the stem; they cover the stem in an orderly fashion, where each braided, each one links. It's like a chain. Sharsheres. Sharsheres, a chain. Shayu mukavin ze al ze. They ride one on top of the other. There's an interlinking element here. Vaiter in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. Shayehei mukavin. Anachma hirdoif. Maybe it's a hirdoif. What did Rashi hirdoif? Kimin kalia asuyin olaf. That's the next picture. Okay? Maybe it means it should be a hirdoif.
Where is
hirdoif? That's on page, next page, page 410. Next page, 410. And what are all these things over here? Ve'im adulva. Ain olin. Where's that? Where is 4.8 referring to? I don't know what it's referring to. That's maybe later in the Gemara. I don't know. But right now, we're going to picture 408. Ve'im hirdoif. Did I skip?
No.
That's Ve'im hirdoif. What is a hirdoif? You know what that thing is? I don't know what that thing is called. No idea. But just notice there that the leaves, they also interlock. They also interlock. Rashi, kemin kliya, asuyin olav. It's woven one to the other. The Gemara answers, Omer Abaya, diracheha darche noyam v'leka. Rashi, v'hai mivraz bodis, es hayodayim kikoitzim. It stabs the fingers like thorns. When you take this thing called the hirdif in the picture, let me send it over the picture of the hirdif. The hirdoif. Look at the leaves. Look at the leaves over there. So this is there are thorns. I don't know where the thorn. I can't see the thorns. But if you go and you touch it, you're going to get pricked. You don't want to get pricked. That's the goal in life, not to get pricked. Someone told me everything in life can be summarized when you go on the train, and you're stuck in the middle. And you hear an announcement, stand clear of the closing doors. Stand clear of the closing door. You ever hear that, Shlomo?
Yes.
So that's life. That's a muscle for life. The doors are closing. Make a decision. You can get in, you're going to get out. Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be with? Stand clear of the closing doors. Stand clear of the, how does it go? How do you say it?
Stand clear of the closing doors.
Please? They say please? You don't say please, right?
Tani. Back
to our regular flow,
go ahead.
But so therefore, period. Let's over here. Oh, I lost the place over there. You need the derechedach and like Rav Amar Mehachav. Another pasuk called Emes v'Hashalom Ehavu. They love Emes and Shalom. What does that mean, Rashi? Rashi first says over derechedach and Noam. V'Hai Mivras Barit Seidan Bikokaitzim. Which Rashi Olim Asum Kachad Kemachad. Needle. Emes v'Hashalom Ehavu. Ze Eino Lo Emes V'Lo Shalom Shu Also L'Sam Hamavis. This is not Emes. This is not peaceful. It's made for poison. This tree, is poison. So if it's poison, I understand why. I understand why it's called. So why is that? Why is poison, l'sam hamaves, not emes and not shalom?
Well, Well, it's poison.
So what? So what does poison have to do with MS and Shalom? Peace. When the guy is, your enemy is dead, then now you have peace. You get rid of him. MS, he deserves to die. He's a Russia. So why is poison not called MS and Shalom? To look, Pinchas, he, I'm not making a joke now. I'm serious here. Pinchas, he killed Cosby and Zimri. Right? He killed them. And what did Hashem say? Hashem said to him, Nesati lo yizbrisi Shalom. Loy ulezaroy acharav. He got Shalom, the bris of Shalom. What else did he get? He got Chaim. Okay, he got Chaim. So he got Chaim and Shalom. So he, and for doing what? For killing someone who deserved to be killed, the Menachil Hashem. So when it says here that it's poison, so some poison is willful for a reason. There are people who need to get the poison. I don't know what it means. Okay? Ze einu le emes v'le sholem shuhu osu l'chem l'sam aves. Next. Tani rabo tan rabon. Kalua kimin kliya. Nusugya. Let's say it's kalu. It's woven like a kli, like a braid. V'doymel l'shalsheles zehu hadas. That's what we've learned until now. That's a hadas. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov emir anaf etzavois. Eitz shetan etzay apir yashove. Have you emir zahadas tu mamari chazal, which come to complement, to take different mekoros from the Torah, where it says to be megale, that when the Torah says anaf eitz avos, it means a hadas. Nachmal, one more time, when it says it has to be kolua kmin kliya, it should be kolua woven like a braid. V'doymel l'shalshela zeh hadas. It is a yofi, hadas mem a yofi. When they're in order, you look at hadas, you look at them in the package, in those vacuum sealed. Fancy things they have today. They put the hadassim in them. They look so nice and orderly, m'sudar. That's called a kliya kaluk min kliya v'dem l'shal sheles. It's orderly. Zehu hadas. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer onof eitz avos. Same idea. A branch of an eitz avos, a tree that's braided. That's avos. Zeh eitz. He makes a drasha. Onof eitz shetam eitz soyperisha. Where do you get that from? Where does he get that from? In onaf eitz avos, where does it say that it's shove? Have you omer zahadas? An eshug is tam eitz and piyush shove. It doesn't say this by hadasim. Ois aleph on the side of the Gemara. Ayin beritva shadocha agir sashil lefanenu. Cannot be. There's no such thing. What are you talking about? That a hadas, the eitz, the tam eitz, ketam pri. No such thing. There's no such thing. That's why in the side of the Gemara, in the hagoyis vitzioinim, it says that the Ritva says this is a tohus hadafus, or as we like to say, a tohus hadafum. Yeah, ayin beritva.
The leaf tastes the same.
The leaf tastes, but the leaf doesn't taste the same. What are you talking about? The eitz and the leaf.
On this, the leaves and the bark.
The leaves, the bark taste the same. They do. No, they don't. The leaves of the hadas taste the same as the bark. I don't know. It says in the Sar in the Hagoyis Vitzioinim, the Oiz V'chad, the Ayin Beritva, Shadocha Hagirsa Shalifanenu, there is a mistake. He pushes away. The Goras Eitz, She'anofov, its leaves, Choyfin, cover Es Eitzoi. Like we learned until now, it covers the entire stem. Omnam Berif, the Omnam Berif, okay, Defus, I don't know what that stands for. The kisve yad iso eitz shatam eitzay v'anofav shav. Like what you said, Rabbi Sholem even said. Not that the eitz, it means an eitz, that the wood and the leaves. Okay, in our Gemara it says the peros, the berries taste just like the stem. That cannot possibly be. The berries do not taste like the stem. So this other gears, it says it's a branch that the leaves. The leaves taste like the stem. Even that's a little bit difficult to understand. The chaynu become a kisvayad, shal gemara, I don't know what that stands for. V'oid ayin aruch l'ner v'rashah sheyishu gagirsa shal lefanenu. Okay, right in the gemara. Tadu l'nabraisa, eitz avos kosher v'shen avos pasul. Na'idin. In eitz avos, if it's braided, it's kosher v'shen avos pasul. Hey chidami, now this is an incredible thing. Three tlosa tarfe. Three leaves. Tarfe is a leaf. Bikina, What's the precise meaning of the kina? Look at Rashi, bikina. Shaloisha olin bekein echad. Yoitzin mitoich ukitz echad. This is what I was telling you. I was zoiche to see.
411.
Four.
Picture 411.
411. No, no, but that's no good. No. That's not what it means. I'm telling you, I remember this past year. I saw these strange hadassim. They were $75. And they told me these are Rashi hadassim. I said, what is Rashi hadassim? I never heard about this before. So he says, Rashi holds, you need to have three leaves coming out from each bud. Like in this picture. But they're only showing you. In picture 412. No. 412, no, 412 is what we do, because that's the only thing we can find today. 412 is the standard, which means...
412 is what?
412, that's the problem. It's not coming out from the same spot. You see, look at picture 411. 411, there are three leaves coming out from one, I don't know what it's called, the terminology. From
I
one,
understand.
So, but triple that. So the Meicher told me, it means nine. Combine picture 412 with picture 411. And what happens when you combine 411 with 412? What do you get? You get basically nine leaves coming out at the same height. And each of the three, each place where today in our hadassim one leaf comes out from, there are three leaves. So today you go buy a nice hadassim.
Every 416 has it, but it's only seven. You're telling me it's nine like that.
416, but also mitzvah the kaim shiva. No, that's a different thing entirely. No.
Seven.
That's not seven. That's seven. Each one is coming from a different spot, from a different location. Rashi's talking now. I finally took a whole year, mamish 12 months kemat, to understand what this guy told me 12 months ago. I was zeichel to understand what he told me. I went back. Did I get it for this? Someone gave me a lot of money. I should go buy him Yemenite Esrogim. So I got back on the Esrogim. Did I buy him this? I think I did. Did I buy it for him? I did buy it. I actually did buy it. Now, the problem was, it was a little dried out. They told me that in the airport, there was a big shipment to America, and they held it up. They didn't let it in customs because of COVID. And they dried out. So when I got, it was a little bit dry. So I showed this to someone, a Rosh Hashiva, and he didn't like it. Chodosh Osam in HaTorah. What's this all about? Chodosh Osam in HaTorah. And then we were walking home with him, and then he met a very big Rav, and he asked him, is there such a thing as Rashi Hadassim? So Rashi Hadassim? You can get them? He was like, he got very excited. And yeah, he knows all about it. And he told them, halavai, you can get a hold of those hadassim. So all of a sudden, the person who made litzonis of it, he changed his mind in an instant. And he said, Tainus, how come I didn't get for him? Excuse me, I don't have $75 for everyone over here. I didn't pay for anything anyway. But I taka saw my own eyes, and this year, I'm actually going to look out for them. I don't know if this guy's going to send me on a mission. This person, every once in a while, he calls me up and he says, do me a toiva. Can you get the Estrogen for me? And I get him the Estrogen on credit, and he gives me a check, and I bring over the check to the guy. But he doesn't always call me. And this year, if he calls me, I'm going to get him, if they have, I'm going to get him the Rashi. I'm going to send you a picture of these hadassim. There are nine leaves coming out at every location. There are three coming out from each spot. Now, and they're called Rashi hadassim. Look at Rashi. Remember this, Lamed Beis Amid Beis. This Rashi on the bottom. Tolosa, Tolosa, Bechad Kina. Sheloisha Olin, Bekein Echad. Three leaves, Bekein. What does it mean, a cane? In one cane, Yoitzin Mitoich Ukitz Echad. Ukitz Echad means, like you see in the picture 411, but he's only showing you three. He's not showing you the complete Rashi Hadassim, which means you have three of those at the same level for a grand total of nine. I actually saw that. You hear the words?
Yeah, I hear.
Okay, so we all have to get it this year.
It doesn't matter how much space there is going upwards.
No, it was totally covered. It was beautiful. It was totally covered. It was orderly. Every level You have
the next level.
Right, it reaches the next level. So it's ovus, it's kalua, it's braided. It just like you buy nice hadassim, you see how they're beautiful, there they cover the entire stem and they're all mishulash and they go all the way up to the very, very top. This was the Zel Basach, except it was nine. It was very orderly. You had nine coming out at each level, going up, and the next level, it reached an overlap with the next level. But it was nine, not three. Picture, in the picture that we've been looking at until now, you have the nice ones. You have, like in this one, picture number 412, you have 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. It's beautiful. But this was 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. Each of the three had three coming out of it. This is called Rashi Hadassim. You're going to see now, it's going to become a new craze now. And it is. They're selling in America. Okay? Tlasa, tlasa, shloish olim mekan echot. Yoitze mitoch ukitz echot. But in this picture, I think the guy, he misunderstood what it means. Because he went and he put only three, and he left out the other two. You see what he did? He made a toss. You see, you make a picture book, and you think you understand what you're doing, and the truth is, you're making it worse. Rashi doesn't mean to say just 3, 3, 3. It means nine. And it means in total it's three.
You're saying the picture book is wrong?
Yeah. According to what they sold me, they sold me $75 Rashi Hadassim. They quoted this Rashi, which I didn't even know where the Rashi is. And it wasn't like in picture 411. First of all, where they sold me, the leaves were taller. There was no gap. There was no gap in between one row and the next row. And number two, there was a grand total of nine. Okay? Does Shuli say these things by the Hashir? Vaita. Vaita. So, Amar Avihuda, Avihu Dekai, Me Tlasa, Tlasa, Tav, Biki, Bikina. Now, that's, what, now look at Toysvis. Look at Toysvis. Tlasa, the Mamrut, learning now here, Mamish, Halacha, Lemaisa. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says Tlos Tarfe Bechad Kina Shloish Olim Bekein Echad V'Yoytzim Tech Ugetz Echad K'de Perish Bekuntres. That's what Rashi says. V'Chein Perish Trei V'Chad Shnei Olim Beukitz Echad V'Olo Echad Milamata V'Oyle V'Roichev Al Shnayim V'Chumro Gedoyluhu De'Einui Motzui. You see what it says over here, what Tosfos says about Rashi? V'shema b'chad kina mikri k'shechem simuchim u'devukim ze bo ze. Like what we have today. Af al pi shekol echad b'uktsoy. Each leaf is in its own ukits. U'miyu t'losa b'kanya, but let's say you have t'losa b'kina, chad, chave, yasve, miu, t'losa, miu, Tlosa bikina chad have yasve. Kida ama perka koine shloisha de kolim, the shu echad chumoke and shloisha olin, chumoke and shloisha. What are you saying over here? Maybe it's efsha. I think, look at Ois Tess. What we have today is Toisvis hadasim. No one has Rashi hadasim. Ois Tess, look at Ois Tess. Ois Tess is gis vichain, oi vichain, o kimo vichain. Tlasa bikina, chad, tlasa bikina. What does that mean? Chad haveyach, tlasa bikina chad, haveyasve. Kida amar perka koine shloisha de kolim. Okay, let's take another example. Uchemochein shloisha olin. Okay, he's talking about. I don't know what he means over there. Nachum all the taisus. Shloisha olin bikein echad v'yoytzin mitoich ukitz echad kid precious. There are three leaves. Bekein echad, v'yoytzin mitoich ukitz echad, ki depreshes bekuntres v'chein perish trei v'chad, shnei olim bukitz echad, v'ole echad b'lamata below, v'oyle v'roiche v'al ha'shnayim, v'chumro gedoyle hu, de'enoi matzui. I think the one big problem over here, the one who made the picture book is making a very big assumption. You see, he's making the assumption that you have a grand total of three. And the only thing that you need over here is that they should all come from the same thing. There's a very big problem with the picture book. Because the Gemara also says that it's mechaser, it's eight. And if you're going to say the pshat, what Rashi means to say is the three leaves are coming from one uket, the way they present, there's no way in the world they're going to cover the eights. And the Gemara says over and over again,
if they're long enough, they'll cover the eights.
No, they won't. It's only one side. If you're going to tell me the three leaves are coming from one uket, and it's only just only and that's grand total of three from one uket, it's not going to cover the stem. And the Gemara says, eights, ovois, beferish, it should cover the stem. So over here, the way they're presenting it in the book, even though really they're presenting a picture that's very literal to what it says over here in Rashi, because Rashi does not mention that it's tripled. Rashi does not mention that it's going to be a total of nine. He just says it's going to be three. And that simply means, literally, there's going to be three leaves coming from one orchid, going up, 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 and up. But there's no way that's going to cover the stalk. It's not going to cover the stalk. What I saw this year, and they told me, they explained to me, this is the real Rashi Hadassim, and this is what Tosfos says. I can't remember telling me the Tosfos. Tosfos says it's not Matzu, it's a Chomer Gedolah. That was the Rav, that wasn't the Meicha. The Rav, that he met, wow, Rashi Hadassim, Chomer Gedolah. He couldn't even, he wanted to see it. This was nine. I'm so excited about this now. I'm willing to spend my own money on this now. You want me to get you one also? You'll be the talk of the town.
The sucker who paid all this money for something that's possible.
How can you say it's possible? Partly possible. How can you say it's possible? Rashi says this is how it's supposed to be. What do you mean it's possible? How can you say that? Okay, but listen, don't forget. Because I'm Mirtz Hashem, Abolim Lutoiva, I'm gonna show you pictures of this. I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna show you pictures, and you're gonna see what I'm talking about. Remember this Rashi, remember the Tosfos. The Tosfos over here says that V'chem Be'er Shetra Be'ukas V'olachon V'chumra G'doyla Hu De'enoi Matsui. It doesn't exist. It's not Matsui. Okay, remember this. Remember what we learned tonight. On Beis Elul. Beis Elul Tovshin Pe'alef. Remember. Vaita. Next Gemara. You don't need it to be Meshulash. Right? It doesn't have to be Mamish 3 Bidiyuk. It can be 3 and 1 go. Look at that's picture number 413. 413, again, he's going with the Shita, where it's not Mamish. It's not Mamish there. You know, it's not 3 coming out from one spot. It's 2 coming out and 1 is a little bit above it. Okay, I'm sending the picture to the Rebbe. The Rebbe now has the picture. You see over here in picture number 413, it's 2 from one spot, and the other one is a little bit higher than the other. Okay, right. Now, that's the way Rashi learns.
It's done on purpose. But Tosfos
learns what we have. Tosfos is what we learn. Halacha l'maisa, this is the halacha l'maisa. It's not mamish meshulash. You see that there's one, you see that each one has its own ukits. And one comes up, one, they're not all perfectly aligned. It's good enough. As long as 2 are aligned, that's good enough. It's not mamish meshulash. That's what they sell you a little bit cheaper. This is the beis, the gimel, right? The different levels, how much you want to buy for hadassim, how much you want to buy for hadassim. Different madregas. What's the most important thing people spend money on? The lulav, the eshug, hadassim, aravis, none of the above. The eshug box, that's the most important thing. Vaita.
Hotel.
The hotel, okay. It used to be only Pesach hotel. Now Sukkot is the hotel. Avada.
Teshvu Kantaduru, this is Hekesh. Avada. Just like you go in for Pesach, you have to go in for
Sukkot. Gvaldik. Mamish Gvaldik.
I hold like Rabbi Eliezer.
What does Rabbi Eliezer say?
Stay home.
Rabbi Eliezer says you got to stay in your own Sukkot in your house. You can't even visit someone and go to Sukkot yet. He complained that he went to visit his Rebbe, right? Why did the guy go visit his Rebbe? He should have stayed home.
Weiter in the Gemara. Fine. Rav Kahana, Rav Acha, Brei Drava, Brei Drava, Mahadra, Trei V'chad. He wanted B'davka, Trei V'chad. This is an incredible Gemara. Why? Hoyol V'novik Mipume Rav Kahana. If this were Rav Kahana, the Rebbe said, I want to be like the Rebbe. Even though the Rebbe said he can get better, but the Rebbe never said better. What's more Tahar? A person who never became, this is an old vart, a person who never became Tamei, or a person who was Tamei and went to the mikveh and became tar.
Person who's tani became and went to the mikveh and became tar.
Why? Why? No, it's not the reason. No, 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 that's not the reason.
That's what this really said.
This really said?
Yes.
You know the Kutzker wrote.
That's the same word. The Bamokim no. In order to do tshuva, you have to go back to the place where you were. That means if you were with a Zayna, you have to go to the Zayna, to the place where it was, and not do it.
That's no, it's not the pshat. It's not the pshat. The pshat is the reason why the one who is tummy and went to mikvah, because the Torah says about him. He's Torah.
Right, he's Torah, right.
The Torah right. does not say anywhere.
He said that also.
Okay.
The Pasuk says that's called Torah.
But what the second word that you told me is not the Pshat, and the other word you told me is not the Pshat in this word. That Pshat is not a Pasha Pshat. You know what the Kotzker Rav said? The Kotzker Rebbe